Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. 2 months after the December 1941 attack by Japan on Pearl Harbor, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt issued Executive Order 9066, mandating the removal of all persons of Japanese ancestry, regardless of their citizenship, from the Pacific coast of the United States. Ultimately, 117,000 Japanese Americans, two-thirds of them native-born citizens, faced removal to 10 hastily constructed concentration camps scattered across the interior West. At the time of her family's removal, Yoshiko Uchida was a 20-year-old college student at Berkeley. Her father was detained by the FBI and the family given 10 days to evacuate. With only vague instructions about what they could bring, Yoshiko helped her mother and sister dispose of their home and belongings. They were no longer the Uchida family, but instead family number 13453. Initially held at the Tanforan racetrack, the Uchidas lived in a horse stall until transferred by train to the Topaz Relocation Center, 15 miles west of Delta, in the remote Utah desert. The camp wasn't finished, and Yoshiko remembered that her family shivered without heat during their first month there. The internees finished building their own barracks, but the crude structures never could keep out the cold or the relentless swirls of dust that crept into their eyes and mouths, noses and lungs. For the next 3 years, Topaz was home to 8,000 internees from the San Francisco area. Initially, they were watched closely, but restrictions eased after armed guards shot a man to death just for standing near the fence. Most residents went about life as best they could. The children attended school while adults worked around the camp. They cultivated gardens and organized social activities. More than 100 young men from Topaz volunteered to serve in the American military. Some internees were eventually permitted to leave for jobs or schools further inland. Yoshiko left in 1943 for graduate school in Massachusetts. Topaz closed in 1945 with the end of the war, and its residents left to rebuild their lives. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.